You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Do you know if you fart underwater, it's stronger?
The pressure or
there
the smell?
Are certain factoids that we just do not need clogging our brains. And I'm going to add that one to the list.
Okay, well, I'm just here to spread information. If you heard in Dan's newscast, they have announced the halftime show, first ever.
Yeah.
Halftime show at the World Cup. And it's going to be Madonna, Shakira, and BTS K-pop.
What a combo.
Yep. By the way, would you care to guess where the big reveal was made? The last place you would expect. On Sesame Street.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
This show brought to you by the letter A.
Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Yeah, I heard
was
that.
Was on Sesame Street, and he revealed the halftime show superstar lineup with Elmo and Cookie Monster.
Were they dancing and got caught on camera? Wait, that was U2. No, that was Coldplay.
That was Coldplay, yeah.
Okay.
Ticket prices are dropping for the World Cup because they are not selling out. So just hang tight. The game's starting about a month, a little less than a month, but the prices are already starting to drop.
There we go.
Yep.
I said they would, and I hope that everyone, it's going to work. I don't even want to have the discussion. I just think people are poo-pooing too many things too early.
I'm really looking forward to getting some $50 tickets.
Okay.
I cannot wait.
Don't think that's going to happen, but.
Well, it could. For example, Rob Brenton next door, he's going to Austria, Algeria at Arrowhead. Now, he's way up at the top. Like, he could spit backwards and it would go over the top of the stadium. His tickets, when he bought them about a little less than a month ago, were $134. Now, this is a game that nobody cares about, Austria, Algeria. But you're at the World Cup.
You get to say you went?
Yep. And he bought a ticket for him, his wife, and his brother, I think. And each one was $134.
Did you see last night, because we don't miss a Royals game, you know that, that a fan, I don't know what happened, fell from the seating during the White Sox-Royals game.
Like, down, like from tier to tier?
Scott, down into the Royals bullpen.
Hmm.
It actually obviously delayed the game. I don't know what happened. And they didn't spend a lot of time, obviously, talking about it on the broadcast. Something happened, and he fell from the outfield bleachers into Kansas City's bullpen.
And you don't know his condition?
No. He jumped up to celebrate. Here we go. White Sox fan Zach Kriegler told the Kansas City Star, he jumped up to celebrate on a double and fell over. This is just like the last time this happened.
That last time was in Pittsburgh.
Where the guy flipped over the bar like Mary Lou Retton on the parallel bars?
Well, she actually nailed the landing.
At the Pirates game. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, we do not have an update on his condition. The guy said he got excited and it just happened. He flipped over. Quote, I have never seen anything like it in my life. I just hope he is okay.
The only time I've ever sat in the front row of anything, and I was
gotta watch that bar, man, because it comes up to your up to your thighs.
It was the night I took my brother and I took my mom to a Kiss concert at T-Mobile Center, then Sprint Center, and we were in the second level, and you know those seats are much steeper. Much steeper.
That's scary if you look down.
Yeah,
it is.
And we were in the front row of the second level at T-Mobile. I sat down for an entire... I've never sat down at a Kiss concert in my life. And I refused to stand up.
You got to be careful.
I thought, my God, this is so steep. And that drop is so far. I'm not going to sit here and rock out and... You know, jump up and down. I sat down for an entire Kiss concert. And I survived.
We get an update on his condition. We'll pass it on to you.
Okay. An Oklahoma judge today has allowed former death row prisoner Richard Glossop to be released on bond while he awaits retrial over a 1997 killing that put him on the brink of execution three separate times.
Yep. Uh-huh. He now could be out while this sorts out.
Yesterday he could be.
Now he's out.
They've given him a bond. He can be released on bond.
Yeah.
The decision clears the way for Glossop, who is 63 years of age, to leave a lockup for the first time since his arrest nearly 30 years ago. Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court threw out his conviction, and his longstanding claims of innocence have drawn support from Kim Kardashian and other prominent figures. Bond is set at $500,000. He would have to wear an electronic monitoring device, will not be allowed to travel outside of Oklahoma, can't use drugs or alcohol. He was sentenced to death over the 1997 killing in Oklahoma City of his former boss, who is a motel owner by the name of Barry, in what prosecutors have alleged was a murder-for-hire scheme. Let me ask you this. If the U.S. Supreme Court threw out his conviction last year, why did it take until May to give him bond?
Don't you remember in the local case, there was no path forward after actual innocence is proven to gain your freedom in was it Kansas or on the Missouri
no,
side?
It was in Missouri.
It was in Missouri. I think it was JPB. We talked about it. There was no legal path forward.
Yep.
Because of actual innocence to get somebody out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
It was insane.
Remember, what was the name of the guy?
Oh, my God, he missed his mom's funeral. Remember that?
Yes. What was the name of the guy who?
Kevin Strickland.
Yep. God, that made me mad.
Who ended up continuing to serve months and months in prison, even though a judge said,
You didn't do it.
You didn't do it, buddy. You're free to go. And it took them months. They should have opened the door of his cell that night.
They should have said, we're going to give you $1 million a day for every day the state can't get this figured out. They would figure it out very quickly at that point.
Yep. Even CNN is doing the Richard Glossop story right now. 3 decades behind bars, and it is quite possible he did not do it. Had nothing to do with it. He is free to go for now. If he can get $500,000.
Why should he have to post bond?
Because they're still going to try him for murder.
Okay. I ask again, when someone gets it wrong in the justice system,
why can't we just admit it?
They get it so very wrong. And this isn't even this prosecutor. I bet the prosecutor who was in office when he was put back 30, probably dead. Yep. Probably not even here anymore.
Probably.
Why, when we get it so wrong, can we not just say, oh my God, this is such a travesty. We are so sorry. How can we help you?
Like in the Murdaugh case.
Uh-oh.
Really, Sam? At 5:15. Really? You are grounded. You are in timeout.
I actually thought that was pretty funny.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Somebody wrote online today, do you find it ironic that he was convicted of murder and his last name is Murdaugh?
Yeah. Now, he's not getting out. I want to be clear.
Or was he convicted of murder?
He's not getting out.
He was, and then he wasn't.
The state says they are going to retry him. That poor family, Scott. Oh, my God. That poor woman's sister.
Why even bother? He's 54 years old. Or 58.
Because
he's 58.
Murdered. Like, literally, and they knew it was, like, it's the most awful, god-awful crime. You can't just be like, on a technicality, because the clerk of the court went cuckoo and tried to write a book, which I'm not saying was okay, and she went to jail.
It's not okay.
It is absolutely not okay that she went in and was like, man, he is really guilty. Not okay.
Yeah.
And even the court said in their decision, the state had plenty of evidence without going down this road or this road to convict him. There was so much evidence.
Speaking of crime, after 90 years in Kansas City, a mainstay changes its hours from 24 hours a day to close at 8 p.m., citing crime in the crossroads.
Is Mr. Lopez here?
David Lopez is in the newsroom, ready to join us next.
913-586-7798.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime. at KMBZ.com.